Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go. Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
You're listening to SBS News.
As temperatures soar throughout Europe, the very young and the elderly are at the greatest risk.
Would you like to go outside for a little stroll before it gets too hot?
Yes, I would. Yeah.
At this aged care home in Bristol, manager Natalia Vizorchek says staff are taking extra precautions.
It is a concern, and we made sure that we planned ahead, making sure that everyone is informed about our expectancies, how we're going to keep this place as cool as possible through the heat wave.
With red extreme weather warnings being issued in the United Kingdom, Drake Primary School principal Victoria Langley says the classrooms are struggling to stay cool.
Our buildings aren't really very well designed to deal with these kind of temperatures. So over the last few years in June and July, we do get up to, you know, over 30 degrees in some of our classrooms.
Dr. Maria Ginesta is a climate scientist at the University of Oxford. She says what makes this heatwave potentially deadly for the UK is the level of humidity.
This heatwave, it's exceptional, especially in the UK, because humidity is very, very high. I mean, UK is surrounded by oceans, so whenever the air parasols are entering into the UK, there's a lot of, like, a high chance that they are carrying humid air. But in this particular heatwave, the dew point, which is a measure of how humid is the air, it's around 18 degrees right now. From 21 degrees and higher, the air is very, very oppressive. So the sweat struggles to evaporate. And we are at 18 degrees. The last heatwave that was in 1976, the dew point was just 7 degrees. So nothing compared to this, to the heatwave that we are having now.
Since the 18th of June, 40 people have died in heatwave-related drownings in France as the temperatures shatter records for June. Professor Liz Bentley is the chief executive at the Royal Meteorology Society. She says that jumping into cold water after being in extreme heat can send the body into shock.
So you're hot in on dry land, you jump into the water and it's relatively cold compared to the temperature you've just experienced. Your body goes into shock mode and it starts to shut down. You stop breathing, you hold your breath, your body automatically just starts to shut down. And that's what we've seen. We saw that during the May heatwave, and there's already been reports of a number of people across France who are dying because they're jumping into cold water. And we may well see a similar experience again in the UK over the coming days.
Without widespread air conditioning in France, the heat has been especially punishing for the many Parisians living in attic apartments. Amélie, a 23-year-old student from Sydney living in Paris, says this has been the hardest week she's had in her apartment.
And this particular apartment, because of the fact we have only one window and because of the fact it gets light from about midday to when the sun sets, which here is like 10 p.m, it means it's just baking in the whole afternoon and it's impossible to just get a respite from it.
Her roommate, Francesca, says poor insulation is a major issue throughout Europe.
It just has to do, first of all, with the colour, which is dark blue, which means that it clearly, instead of reflecting light and reflecting heat, it actually traps it within itself. And because there's probably a lack of insulation, because these are pretty old buildings, like the apartment is recently renovated. But one of the biggest sources of emissions in France and in Europe is buildings, not only construction materials and everything and construction processes, but mainly from using energy to cool down or heat up the buildings because they're not well insulated.
The heat wave is expected to extend into Eastern Europe in the coming days, with Poland, Croatia and Hungary receiving warnings for extreme heat. In Spain, the National Weather Service says temperatures are expected to drop in the coming days, offering some respite. With temperatures reaching the mid-40s throughout parts of the country, visitors like Zulfia Osman are doing their best to enjoy Madrid.
We came from Turkey. Our country is very hot. We have a lot of habits about weather, but your country is very hot. And we feel tired, but so beautiful, amazing city.
Scientists warn that climate change is intensifying the frequency and severity of heat and drought, particularly in southeastern Europe, leaving the region more exposed to health risks and wildfires. Mary Friel, the Senior Officer of Climate Policy at International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, says people should take precautions to stay out of the heat.
That is why IFRC is urging people to take this heat wave seriously and to look out for those most at risk to save lives. We are speaking as another intense heat wave sweeps across Europe. Health authorities across regions have issued heat alerts as the coming days pose serious health risks. And for many living in cities, they are feeling little relief overnight.
With the heatwave expected to continue through parts of Europe, she has urged everybody to check in on their loved ones and those who are most vulnerable.
We know the most extreme impacts are felt by the elderly, children, pregnant women, people living with chronic illnesses, outdoor workers, people experiencing homelessness, migrants, and people living in housing prone to overheating without access to cool spaces.
Sydney Lang, SBS News.
Noor Haider here, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we go beyond the headlines, taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Listen to Full Story wherever you get your podcasts.